ein ganz großartiger Folk-Künstler aus den USA, den man wirklich kennen sollte. Father John Misty, welcome.
Thank you.
So, I actually thought about talking about lots of things, but we talked about porn before. So I guess we really should talk about porn right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Yeah, this is the only way to truly reveal myself. Let's talk about pornography.
Do you ask guys really go on YouPorn, or isn't it like Pornhub, the grail?
I don't really look at as much porn these days as I used to. I only really end up looking at porn now when I'm in some kind of like sexual desert. Like when I am on tour or something by myself. And then I, you know, we'll look at porn. I don't look at porn like in tandem with my normal sex life. You know what I mean? It doesn't serve any function that having sex doesn't fulfill. You know, I don't like looking at dicks that much. You know, just personally, it's not my thing. But yeah, I'm looking up the word nubile. Sexually mature, suitable for marriage, sexually attractive.
Suitable for marriage.
I think in the porn context, it means like normal or something. Do you know what I mean? Like just sort of like normal babes, yeah. As opposed to like big tits or like, you know, whatever. It's yeah, just sort of like
normal basic porn industry things.
I think that my sexual tastes are like fairly vanilla, I'm afraid to say.
Why is everybody like ashamed to say they're vanilla? That's so weird because like everybody has to have
this special
fetish thing.
Right. I think in America, there's this like really overwhelming injunction everywhere to be different. You're bombarded with it from like advertising, et cetera. This like really superficial message about a really superficial form of uniqueness or differentness. So I think everyone's kind of terrorized by this idea that they might not be unique or different or whatever. But I do find, I do think what is interesting is anal sex has become sort of this really permissible taboo, you know, because there are permissible taboos and there are impermissible taboos. And like an example of like in America, like an impermissible taboo would be like talking about how much money you make or something. Like if you were to say, how much money do you make? You know, I would be like, how dare you? You know, like, but anal sex, it's everywhere. It's like in comedy all the time, you know, and there's always this like, you know, like, well, when are we going to try it? You know, and it's become really like middle class, you know, which is bizarre. And I think the reason that is that to some extent there's kind of like a constant humiliation, I think, that goes into being an American. If we can normalize anal sex, maybe then in some way symbolic, we can reclaim some amount of dignity, you know, by getting out ahead of it or something.
Kind of like Nicki Minaj rapping about rimming and stuff. So like,
I don't know enough about her or really that corner of the culture to speak like very intelligently on it. She is like a Frankenstein, but like when I look at her, not knowing her music, not knowing what she's about, just purely as like a physical human, you know, like I just see kind of this grotesque like Frankenstein monster of like a collapsing singularity of the male ideal of like a feminine sex object. I mean, I presume what is like interesting about her is that she uses that visage to be a mouthpiece for like empowerment or whatever, which is a slippery slope, definitely.
But let's stop talking about Nicki Minaj. So you've been a musician for, I don't know, quite a long time. At least as Jay Tillman, and then with the Fleet Foxes. Your current album is called I Love You, Honey Bear. And you said that it was a concept album about yourself. So
right.
I was wondering, is there anyone who actually calls you Honey Bear?
No. That, you know, I
because there are two couples, like the ones with the nicknames and the ones without.
Oh, you mean in every relationship?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's an interesting theorem. You know, in terms of like what the role of a pet name is, it can have a lot of different roles. They can be used to sort of diffuse tension. At worst, it can be used to like condescend. But I like to think that every relationship develops its own kind of secret language, you know, like its own form of communication that's like very intimate. And in some way, the stupider the name, the more intimate the communication.
Because you can't say it in front of anybody else.
Right, precisely. Honey Bear is not, I liked the musicality of the word. You know, to me, that song is so dark. Ultimately, like a very grim song. It's a very like pessimistic song. The song is like, well, we're both fucked, but we're fucked together, you know? Mm. And so I liked contrasting that sentiment with a word as sort of like,
fluffy,
yeah, exactly.
I live for the cover of the album, by the way. So
great.
It's an iconic depiction, like on your first album as Father John Misty. My personal highlight, however, is you as a baby Jesus.
Yeah, right.
And I find it just hilarious. So I thought that was really interesting regarding the fact that your upbringing was super religious and you weren't allowed to listen to secular music for ages. Is humor your coping mechanism?
I don't think that it helps me cope so much as it helps me get to the core of an issue, to the core of something, you know? There's this irony in the fact that most of the time when people are being serious, I find it really funny. But then when people are being funny, to me, it's mostly pretty tragic. That's when you kind of hear what people are really about. Not so much what they say, but when they say it, like when they choose to employ humor, you know? That's when you can really get to, I think, what's tragic or hurt or real or something about someone. It's sort of when the seams start to show in terms of who someone really is. And that's very true of me. You know, it's true of me, you know, obviously, like I think some of my funniest songs are the ones that are the most tragic. You know, the album cover, it is a funny, like a baby with a beard is like a funny, kind of a funny image. But the whole idea behind the album cover was just that for me, intimacy highlighted the ways in which I was stuck in my boy psychology, needing to be good enough, you know, like my jealousy and my neediness and whatever else. Like when the mask came off, whatever mask I was using to draw people onto myself, or once that came off, you know, there's this like weakling prince behind the mask. That was something that I really wanted to really drive home with the record.
Have you ever checked the Genius page of your lyrics?
No, what is that?
Genius is like, it used to be Rap Genius, where there were rap lyrics and you could annotate stuff. And like the artists themselves could annotate stuff.
I know this is, yeah. And no, I've never looked. Do I have like a page?
You have like an amazing page because there are like three lines of your whole album which have no annotations. Like everything else. And then like there's like this picture of the universe and black holes and explaining what a black hole is and everything. And it's like people go crazy interpreting and discussing your lyrics and your music. Oh, it's amazing.
That's nice.
What do you think is in your music that offers so much space for your fans to participate?
That is a beautiful way of putting that, or of even thinking about that, like participating with the lyrics. There are a lot of layers, and then I think I add a lot of, since I talk so much, I think that there's a lot of like context, you know, like with interviews, like where you can cross-reference like a lyric with my explanation of it or something.
Joshua, aka Father John Misty, thank you so much for philosophing with me about porn,
anal sex,
to over anal sex.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Pulse.